This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're going to discuss just very, very briefly this debate, Trump-Harris debate thing here. Chuck Schumer, I wanted to play this in the first hour. I didn't get to it. Being real, real honest, we'll get to some emails. Cost of food is up. I want to go to the polar ice caps and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Apparently, a bunch of people might not get to see Trump and Dome debate. And I'm kind of excited about this. I'll explain why. The business end of it really doesn't matter. ABC and DirecTV, they're in some kind of a big tiff over something. It's always about money and whatever. Who cares about that? But if you have DirecTV, there's a chance you might not see Trump or Dome debate. I think I am going to branch out and do something. And I know I'm going to hate myself for doing it. But I'm going to do it for you. You ready for this? You know how I tell you, mainly speaking to introverts, how you need to force yourself to be in situations with other people. Chris, let me finish. Let me finish. Don't dump on my idea yet. I know Chris knows what I'm going to say. I tell you that. I have to do it. I would rather, as you know, on a Friday night, Saturday night, when I get off work, I want to go home and do nothing. No, I don't want to go out with 10 of the neighbors. No, I don't want to go line dancing. I want to go home, if I have my way, good book, maybe a documentary of some kind, sit down, go to sleep. That sounds perfect to me. And I have learned over the years, the more important the television event, the fewer people you want around you. Back when I watched the NFL, I finally got to a point where I wouldn't go to Super Bowl parties. I know I'm a jerk. I understand that. I wouldn't go to Super Bowl parties. Why? I was always annoyed that I couldn't hear the announcers, what was going on. I couldn't hear the funny commercials because everyone's talking to you the whole time. We finally went to one, me and the wife, in the neighborhood, and they started playing the national anthem. In my house, you shut your friggin' mouth when the national anthem comes on. You can stand or don't stand. I generally stand. Yes, I'm the dork that stands in my house. You can stand or don't stand, but you don't get to talk. You shut your mouth and you listen when the national anthem is being played. This woman would not shut up during the national anthem of the Super Bowl, and my wife could see my blood pressure going through the roof. And she even came over afterwards. She said, calm down. It's going to be okay. And that's when I told her, I said, this is the last one. Enjoy your Super Bowl party because I'll never be at another one. This is the last one. And I've learned about political debates that I, especially now, I can't watch them with other people because everyone talks to me the entire time. Everybody talks to me. What about this? What about that? When you're discussing that, then I'm missing the next thing. I'm missing things. I'm watching, trying to avoid it. But this thing, it has me feeling guilty. The thing by DirecTV not letting ABC carry it. I think it might be time for a debate watch party. Don't you agree, Chris? Don't you think that could be fun? And I know I'll hate myself, but why can't you come? Don't make excuses, Chris. The debate isn't on till after the show's over. There's no reason you couldn't come to the watch party. What if we did a watch party? Now, it's nothing I'm going to be able to do nationally. I can't sell tickets to this or something like that because it's on September 10th. No, Chris, we're not in it to make money. No, we're not selling tickets. I just mean maybe we should do a big debate get-together. And I know ahead of time. I know I'm going to hate myself for this. I know we're going to be 20 minutes in and I'm going to hate myself. What, Chris? Chris said, how many people, 10 or 20? I don't know. Let's just put out the invite and we'll see how many show up. Is that a bad idea? That's a bad idea now? That's probably is a bad idea, isn't it? Yeah, we'd end up overwhelming someplace. Remember when we gave out the name of that website and we crashed the website and we gave out the name of the guy's hot sauce and we sold him out and they were emailing the show. They're like, please stop. We're sold out. We have to make adjustments now. All right, I'll figure something out. I have not ruled out a debate watch party. Look, I think it's going to be amazing. Trump has been on message and he's saying some good stuff.
I will create a government efficiency commission tasked with conducting a complete financial and performance audit of the entire federal government and making recommendations for drastic reforms. We need to do it. In 2022, fraud and improper payments alone cost taxpayers an estimated hundreds of billions of dollars. As the first order of business, this commission will develop an action plan to totally eliminate fraud and improper payments within 6 months. This will save trillions of dollars. Trillions.
I'm on board. And he's already got his debate material, some of it, ready to go.
She got up, said, no tax on tips. I said, I just said that. She is actually copying a lot of my plan. In fact, we're going to send her a MAGA cap sometime in the next week. We're having a special one made.
Dome, she can't talk. And here's the ultimate question. Credit to Tom Elliott for putting this together. Which accent is she going to use?
Without voter suppression, Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia. Andrew Gillum is the governor of Florida.
I'm going to get into some business now. Okay. You all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
He does not walk it like he talks it.
When we get this done together, my friend.
Well, I see he's testifying. Can I get a witness?
It's all so fun. Can I get a witness? I just want to remind you that Dome is a Valley girl. She's a Valley girl. She's a California rich kid. She lived most of her life in the wealthy suburb of Montreal or in a wealthy suburb of California. She's a Valley girl rich kid. He better recognize.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
Best rapper alive, Tupac.
Are you kidding me? I'm totally.
Tupac's dead, by the way.
Part of that whole listening.
I'm sorry. I got to stop. I'm sorry. All right. So I'm excited about the debate. I feel like it's going to be a great debate. And I think I want to do a watch party. And it will be the first and last watch party we ever do. Granted, it is a little late in the game to try to put together a watch party. Hey, Chris, what about Red Lobster? No, did you see the news today? I almost forgot. I should have opened up the show with this. Hold on. Let me pull up the headline here. Did you see this news? This is from Insider Paper. Red Lobster says it will soon emerge from bankruptcy protection after court approves of the seafood chain's sale. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Red Lobster is coming back. And they'll be better than ever. And what way to get them back on their feet than by having a cheddar, we'll even call it a Cheddar Bay Biscuit watch party. What, Chris? the sale of the restaurant. Chris, that just means someone else is going to buy it. That they're not changing any of the recipes, trust me. No, they won't change any recipes. They're not going to sell the recipes and make them cheaper. Why do you have to dog on everything? That's not true. Speaking of cheaper, I hope you got your 19th booster shot and your heart hasn't exploded yet, because you're going to have to pay for the next one. The latest COVID shots are here, but you may have to pay. I almost forgot that we took an experimental therapeutic. We forced a bunch of people to take it. And the taxpayer paid for the whole thing. It's just, you might have to start paying for it. Why weren't you always stuck paying for it? Why did I have to pay for your clot shot? Why was that on me? Gosh, Jesse, as I listen to radio shows / podcasts and watch the news, I get very frustrated hearing our elected officials referred to as leaders. They are not leaders. They do not lead me. They represent me. They are elected representatives. Maybe you can take the lead by changing the reference to representatives. His name is Mike. And what you're saying, Mike, is a smart point. It's a fair point. But it's also not realistic. Yes, we elect these people to represent us. But when they are given the power, when they're given the podium to decide the laws of the land, the direction of the country, whether they're good at it or not, whether they're capable leaders or not, they are leaders. They are leaders. And I wish that wasn't the case. I wish that we didn't have these losers leading us. I wish we had capable people, patriotic people, but these are the ones we have. And we need them to toughen up and act like leaders. Speaking of which, Chuck Schumer, he's the Senate Majority Leader. Boy, did he have something to say today. You want to hear this? Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. If you missed any part of the show, or if you missed, I don't know, history on Monday, if you missed the nipple splinter story on Tuesday, any of the other great Jesse Kelly programming from this week, you can download the whole thing on iHeart and Spotify and iTunes. So I have a couple doozies out of Democrat politicians. Chuck Schumer, just, man, we're in trouble.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Without a fear in the world, Democrat politicians can announce, they can open up the border on purpose. They can run you out of your job, run your kid out of your school, drive your health care costs through the roof, destroy the housing market with 20, 30 million new people. And without the tiniest bit of fear, they can stand in front of the voters and announce their intention to hand all those people citizenship. Daggone, we are in a rough spot. And that brings me to what Joe Biden said today. Joe Biden, he really was good for us on the right in a lot of ways, because his mind is shattered. We were able to have a window into how Democrats think and the things they say behind closed doors, because Joe Biden, he was really always too stupid to filter his mouth. But now that his brain is rotted and gone, now he has no ability to. Joe Biden, courtesy of his dementia, Joe Biden told us beforehand that we were going to blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And then, of course, we did. Joe Biden, as we talked about the other night, he basically announced that he was going to have another country pursue Elon Musk, and Brazil did. And remember the Inflation Reduction Act? I know you remember it. That huge trillion-dollar boondoggle. And all it was a huge handout to Democrat donors and friends. Huge quantities of your money handed to this company or that company. And it had nothing to do. Obviously, when you spend $1 trillion you don't have, It does the opposite of reduce inflation. And they just decided to name it the Inflation Reduction Act because these people are the most brazen liars you've ever seen in your life. There's just no shame. They're this evil pours from them. It was a big Green New Deal bill. And they called it the Inflation Reduction Act and passed it anyway, even though you couldn't afford groceries. But Joe Biden got up and spoke today. And hey, Joe, I don't think you were supposed to just say it, bud.
My investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the we should have named it what it was, but. But at any rate.
And he even did the thing at the end. Instead of anyway, I think maybe he said any rate. But that's my favorite thing. You can tell he knew he'd kind of walked himself in. We shouldn't have even named it that. We should have totally named it the... Well, anyway. Hey, good work, Joe. Hi, Jesse. I know you don't like to highlight mass shooting. I get that. I don't want copycats looking for their sick 15 minutes of fame. My question is, I find it really hard to believe that this tragedy and the fact that Kamala is tanking in the polls are coincidence. I truly believe that the medical and psychiatric communities have brainwashed our children with psychedelic drugs, and they're basically unwitting MKUltra sleepers just waiting to be activated for the Democrat convenience. What say you? If you say I'm insane, I'll drop my theory. But until then, it lives on, brother. Okay, so let's discuss this. Oh, looks like they did another mass shooting in time for the election. Have you seen anything like that? Have you said anything like that or thought anything like that? All right, so one, I'm not going to call you crazy. I am not. I am going to say this. We have to, in an era where the institutions lie to us about everything at all times, we have to be more open to anything than we ever have been before. Remember the guy in Nashville who parked an RV in the middle of the road and blew it up? It was a story. But it was in and out of the news in 15 minutes. This is just a few years ago, two, 3 years ago. I forget when it was. And he just blew it up. And the FBI swooped in and just gone out of the news. What happened there? Remember the Las Vegas shooting? It was such a terrible, terrible friggin' day. The Las Vegas shooting where this dude or dudes, it just depends on what you believe, gets on top of a Vegas high rise, somehow manages to get the windows out, and mows down a bunch of people at a country music concert, largest mass shooting in U.S. history. And all the feds swooped in to dig into this thing because it's kind of a big deal. Got all these young people laying dead. It was awful. It's just awful. And in the end, the FBI said, well, couldn't figure out a motive. Oh, well, probably acting alone. We're out of here. You remember these stories, right? So let's have a discussion about conspiracy theories and government programs and mass shooters and drugs. And let's talk about this. Not in anything specific. I don't want to talk about that school shooting, but let's discuss this. I'm not going to call you crazy, but we are going to have a talk. It is a time, though, where we need our minds to work. We have to be able to think. And that's part of the reason I tell you about a male vitality stack from Chalk all the time. You are going to have a new scandal, a new story drop tomorrow and next week and next year and the year after. And you have to have your mind working. And if your T levels are low, your mind is foggy and you're not ready. Chalk will get your mind where your mind needs to be. Your T levels rising 20% in 90 days will have you feeling like a completely different person. Get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Give it 90 days and tell me how you feel, gentlemen. Your mind alone will feel so much clearer and better. CHOQ.com. Huge discounts on subscriptions. So use the promo code Jesse. Get a subscription. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. Use your mind. Let's talk about conspiracy theories and drugs and mass shootings. Next.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That song was made for you, Chris. That was wonderful. What, Chris? Anyway, it's the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're having a discussion here about many things, but someone emailed in, and in the wake of the mass shooting, he wasn't talking about that one specifically, at least I don't think, but it doesn't matter. He said, hey, I think this is all because of the election and the government caused it and drugs and MK Ultra and stuff. So let me just lay out a few things I believe, and then we'll talk about mass shootings and this terrible stuff. One, the government, they do evil things when it comes to mind control manipulation of people. The government, the CIA, experimenting on people using hallucinogenic drugs like acid, like LSD, that's not an internet conspiracy theory. That's real. All this stuff has been documented. They did it to prisoners in the federal system. Now, you had to volunteer for it, and God only knows what they promised these people. But remember the famed Boston gangster, Whitey Bulger? Shout out to the great WRKO, by the way. Remember Whitey Bulger? Whitey Bulger said until the day he died that when he was in federal prison in Atlanta, that he was part of this program where they were experimenting with acid because it was the Cold War and we wanted to know how to brainwash people or unbrainwash people. And he said that he was part of this program, and he said that it messed him up for the rest of his life, that he was a different person for the rest of his life. Now, I don't know anything about these kind of hardcore drugs. It's never been my thing. It's not my area. But I've been told it can alter your mind forever. So that is a thing. There's a thing. We know that is a thing that happens. Now, let's set that aside. So we know this is something government will participate in. We know that. We also know there have been some odd connections, if you will, to people in the federal government in the wake of mass shootings. There have been. There's a mass shooting here. Oh, it's in a supermarket. Wait a minute. The guy who did this mass shooting, he's really close with this guy who was in the FBI for 25 years, but it's alleged. Okay, these things have happened. They have happened. And I don't know what happened behind the scenes, and I'm not going to pretend like I do. I'm not here to do conspiracy theory radio, but I know that I distrust our government. So I know that. And I also know this. The drugs we take as a country, they're a lot. And the history of mass shooters being on some sort of prescribed medication is a long, long history. It's not the exception. It is the rule, especially with these children who do it. You dig into it long enough and you will almost always find this child has a prescription for something that has to do with his mind. Is it the drugs that caused it? I don't know. I don't want to sit here and act like I know everything about all this, but I know that's a really, really consistent thing that I've seen. I know that's real. I know we take way too many pills as a country, no matter what you believe. If you go look at how pilled out America is compared to other countries, it's amazing how much worse it is here for a lot of different reasons. You talk to doctors or hospital administrators, they can break this down for you. But for a lot of different reasons, we have become a pill mill society where you walk in for a checkup. You're just checking some boxes until he can tell you what pills he's going to give you. And I also know that's not good. And I'm not anti-medication. You might be on medication right now that has saved your life or has changed your life, prolonged your life. I'm not at all anti-medication. I've had medications before for this or that, this little thing. But man, have we taken that way too far. And I know we are altering our minds. We are. If you're on anti-anxiety medication, let's say. If you're on anti-anxiety medication for a decade, your mind has been rewired. That's probably not good. I know that. Now, here's what else I know. I know we have a serious fatherhood crisis in this country. And a fatherhood crisis doesn't always mean that dad left. It can mean that dad just doesn't ever take any time with you. And it can mean that dad is a gigantic wuss. And Chris is laughing. I wasn't actually saying that to be mean, but you get what I'm saying. If your dad, there are a lot of feminized men now in this society. I have my feelings. There's a lot of that in this society now. I'm not saying everybody has to be Jeremiah Johnson, of course. I'm not claiming to be all that is man. But if your dad is this just wet dish rag Nancy with that handshake that feels like you're shaking the hand of a dead salmon, and if your mom pushes your dad all over the house, yes, honey, whatever, I'm just a dumb man, it messes dudes up. It messes up young men. And on top of that, our anti-bullying programs are not effective, and you can argue they've had the opposite effect. And this conversation gets very, very uncomfortable because of how much we love our children and because of how much we want our children to be free from harm and free from bullying. And I'm not exempt from this. I have two sons. We don't live in some special Kelly compound bubble. My kids are around other kids, both at school and publicly at this camp or this sports thing or whatnot. You think my kids have never experienced bullying? Of course they have. And I know what it's like when you find out your kid got pushed around or insulted or messed up. I know what that feeling is of anger, and you want to go strangle somebody. And how could you? I know. I get it. But here's the deal. We have done the best we can to deny the nature of man. Anti-bullying programs. Make sure you tell the teacher. Get mommy involved. That only makes all the problems worse. I was a young man. I've been bullied before as a young man. I know what it's like. And I know the only solution. The only solution is you got to sock him in the mouth. You do. Now, you want to do it safely. Don't be jumping anybody. Don't be fighting on the concrete like an idiot. I can't believe you young men out there who let's meet in the parking lot. Let's go to the freaking grass somewhere and go settle it. You'll probably end up being friends afterwards, maybe a little bloody lip, And we don't want that, especially in this feminized society. That sounds terrible. I don't want Aiden, Jaden, and Braden to have a bloody nose. And I get it. I don't want my kids to have bloody nose. I don't want either of my sons to get socked in the face. Guess what? I've been socked in the face plenty. Every one of them was a valuable lesson. Every single one of them. And I've done plenty of socking myself. And I taught plenty of lessons myself. You have to do it. As a dude, and probably as a lady, I don't want to speak for young ladies. I've never been one, but young women can be terrible to other young women. As a dude, there's not a second way. But we don't do that. We tell kids, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. No, you can't. Tell your mommy. Tell the principal. Tell this. Tell that. And you have these kids, and they get bullied and bullied and bullied and bullied. And you can't know what that does to a young man. You want to feel it's the worst feeling in the world. You don't feel like a man. You feel like nothing. You're a useless loser. You're nothing. And you do that long enough and long enough and long enough. You experience that. Add in some drugs. Add in a father who's not there. And you might just find yourself with a 14, 15-year-old who wants to die and take some people with him when he goes. And that happens. So I'm not calling you crazy if you think it's government-caused or government programs, because I don't know what's real and what's not. I try to digest whatever comes in and process it through what we do know. But those are the things I know, and I don't rule out anything. I just talk to your kids. Make sure your children aren't being bullied. If they are being bullied, well, you're going to have to prepare your kids to handle it. That's the bottom line. All right? All right. And you need to know that there's a chance you might have to stop a mass shooter yourself. I hate that we live in that kind of society where this is a thing now, where people, instead of just offing themselves, which is bad enough, that's bad enough, now they decide they want to take a bunch of people with them. So that weapon you carry, can you shoot a moving target with it? Can you shoot from the kneeling position? Did you think that guy who's shooting up a mall where you are, you think he's going to sit still for you like that target at the range? How much do you practice with your weapon? Are you ready with both hands? Mantis X will get you ready. It's like having a firearms instructor in your home. You dry fire practice in your home, but it's a lot more than just target practice. They're going to put you through drills. It's for beginners. It's for experienced shooters. When you use Mantis X, you get faster. You get deadlier. You get ready to use that weapon I pray you never have to use. Go to MantisX.com. It's the gift for the gun owner. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. In fact, let's do some emails, shall we? Oracle of Oracles. Your uncertainty of the system's reaction to a dome slaughter post-debate has merit. However, I don't think the system would risk that and have already acted. I bet the ABC communist apparatchiks have already given Dome the questions. What say you? Well, this actually ties back. It's very similar to the conversation we had about Joe Biden, ABC giving Dome the questions. Oh, they have. Oh, for sure. Somebody slipped the questions to Dome. Yes, they will. But just like Joe Biden, there's only so much you can protect them. There's only so much you can. And in football, you ever watch any college football, especially NFL, with these quarterbacks that run like the wind blows, but they really can't throw to save their lives? They're just not good at throwing the ball. Well, that can work for a while, but at some point, you're down by 14 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and he has to drop back and he has to throw the ball. And in that situation, if he can't throw the ball, you're finished. When you're running for president of the United States of America, You can run a basement campaign for a long time, especially when you have a compliant media. You can do no sit-down interviews. You can spend a bunch of money to have social media influencers putting stuff out there and TV commercials. And you can have a big fancy convention with singers and joy. And you can do all that. You can exist for a very, very, very long time with a candidate who doesn't have the ability to speak eloquently on anything. You can do it for a while. But debate night, part of the reason debate night is so important and so huge is because at some point you're going to have to stand on stage, on camera, no commercials, no advisors, no nothing, and you are going to have to speak to the American people, and the American people are going to be watching, and if you can't, you're in very deep trouble. This is, remember when I told you all this before the Trump-Biden debate? And then after the Trump-Biden debate, why do you think they were all giving Joe Biden's political eulogy that night? Every one of them, every Democrat, every pundit on TV, they were practically crying on television. Why? They knew what that night meant. They knew that America was watching, that it was no more cue cards, no more teleprompters. Joe Biden, he had, what was it, an hour and a half, Chris? 2 hours? I forget how long it was. He had an hour and a half, 2 hours, where he had to speak to the American people without help. And he didn't do it because he couldn't do it. And they knew that meant it was it. That was it for him. And Kamala Harris, she can't talk. And you can say debate prep. And yes, they can try to prep her debate-wise. But there's another thing that hurts Kamala Harris. It was a story a lot of people glossed over and missed, but I picked up on it because it was one of those things. Maybe it's just because I'm weird, but it said a lot to me. Dome was going through, this is a year or two ago, she was going through a lot of staff turnover. And it was starting to hit the news a little bit. Not major headlines, but wow, another person quit. People kept quitting on Dome. And one of the staffers went to whatever publication it was. I want to say Politico, but don't quote me on that. She went to Politico. And the staffer said, we will give her a binder of prep work for whatever speech she's about to give, and she just won't read it. She won't read any of it, and then she'll go give a speech and sound like an idiot and come back from sounding like an idiot and chew us out because she sounded like an idiot. What that is, I don't know. Maybe Dome is just lazy. She could be just lazy. Laziness is a thing. Maybe that's it. But this is not a human being who sits down and preps. And even if she did, let's say she's so nervous and so worried about how she's going to look that right now she has decided she's going to prep for this debate. Well, when's she going to do that? You know what it's like to run for office? I ran for Congress twice in Arizona. This is Congress. It's nothing compared to running for president. I was running to be a member of Congress in the southeastern corner of Arizona. And in the heat of the campaign, 2 months before the election, I didn't have 10 minutes in the day where I could just stop and think. You were on the phone, you're giving speeches. If you're not doing that, you're trying to find time to shovel food into your mouth between the next event. And if you do happen to have downtime, you're so fried out and exhausted, it's not like you're in prime study mode. What I'm saying is Dome can't go from this airhead know-nothing to being someone who's boned up on the issues in the time she has left. She doesn't have time. Trump has the benefit of knowing all these things already. Remember Trump? Remember what Trump did? It's one of my favorite things about his presidency. The hours he worked. He was famous for working these 17, 18-hour days. He worked like a demon. Trump's not lazy. Dome, whether she's lazy or just dumb or both, She can't get ready for the debate. There's not enough time. I don't know that a year would be enough time to get her ready. Gosh, I can't wait. I'm really considering this Red Lobster watch party, Chris. I like this idea. Well, I don't like that you're dumping on it. You know what, Chris? You're not invited. I just decided. No, that's what you want? Never mind. You are invited, Chris. You are invited. You know what? I'll text you later. And it'll go through because I have a Pure Talk phone. Did you know that? Have I told you about my Pure Talk phone? It's pretty special. Well, actually, it's just the phone you have. It's just a smartphone. But it's the service behind it that matters. You see, Pure Talk, they have all the iPhones, the Samsung stuff, whatever smartphone you're looking for. You know you can get a brand new one, great discounts at Pure Talk. But it's the service behind it. Instead of paying for Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, I pay the Patriotic Company. They're on the same 5G network, so my text messages to Chris go through. Hey, Chris, you better show up at Red Lobster. That goes through, but I also pay half of what I was paying at T-Mobile. Switch to Pure Talk, and when you switch, not only can you keep your phone or get a new one, keep your number or get a new one, it takes 10 minutes on the phone. And you talk to someone who speaks English. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.